The call of meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Highway Department? What's got going on?
Finished paving Duffy Road. Did a little patch on the top of the road.
Yep.
We're gonna have to get together with the Highway Committee. We need to use up on the backhoe. Can't get parts for them old jobs anymore. Nothing but issues.
They're old. No doubt about it.
We can plan for next year's budget.
Okay.
Want to put the papers or advertise for a plan? To fill their spot when he retires.
When the?
He is officially done the 29th. September 10th.
September 29th?
His retirement day is the 30th. And you can't work the day you retire, apparently.
Okay.
Don't know.
Okay.
As of now, Dylan has left.
He's done now?
Temporary, full-time temporary, he's all done.
Okay. And your other one is supposed to be coming back soon? From what I hear?
Renee said something today that she wasn't sure. Don't talk to me, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Other than that, we're almost ready to pay Holbrook Road and Upton Road. And then whatever money we got left, we can go on to North Star.
So the section of North Star should be done.
This end and the other end. See what we got left after.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else? Jeff? Okay. Okay, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Library.
Yeah, we got quite a bit going on. CV Tech doing their GED program is partnering with all the libraries in the county. So each library is going to become, including boards, at our last meeting we approved that people that want to get their GED or study English or reading better can just come to the local library and get materials. CV Tech will provide materials. It will also provide a tutor if they need it. So they don't have to travel down to one workshop in Foxford in order to get some of these things. So we're going to be partnering with them, like the, as far as I know, most of the libraries in the county will be doing something similar. But it'd be good for people in Norris that may want to do something like this. They won't have to travel so far. So we're going to be involved in that. We're just getting started with this. For that grant we talked about last month, we put it in at the end, first week of June. I was hoping we would have heard from Clint Essex Franklin by now, if they said it's going to be okay, if they want us to change it. We have not heard a word. In the meantime, our librarian is continuing to do everything she needs to do to complete that grant. We have to put in our final proposal around the third week of August. So we're going to be working on that. I'm still hoping we're going to hear from Clinton Essex Franklin. They usually advise us, it's good, go for it, or they say it's not that good, change it. But we haven't heard from them, so I figure we'll probably contact them at some point in the next couple of weeks. I think we announced, we talked about this last month too, but the Clinton Essex Franklin Library System is passing around a GNOME, G-N-O-M-E, and it's going to be at our library. It's like a little, I don't know, I really don't know exactly what it is, but some statue or something. And if you go and you take your picture with it and you put it on social media, you can get a prize or whatever. And it's going to be here July 26th. So from July 26th and 7-8 days after that. So it'll be like August 3rd or something like that. So it's going to be here at our library, and anybody can go there, take a picture with it, and put it on social media. That's what that's all about. And Plattsburgh Public Library is hosting a summer reading challenge. And our librarian, Jenny, is challenging anybody to come and try to read more books than she does this summer. And I guess there's some sort of prize on that or whatever. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff we're doing with kids. This is on our webpage. You can go to our webpage and you can see all the things we're doing for kids. And I don't do Facebook, but you said Facebook has all kinds of stuff. What we're doing with kids and all of this stuff. So if you do Facebook, you get a lot of information. But things we've already done, on June 30th, we had the Making Music with River Jack Z, and I think we had about 9-10 people or more that came to that. Saturday, July 3, we had the Dive Face Mask. Saturday, July 10th, last Saturday, we had story time with Woven Turtles. And this earlier this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we had an outdoor movie that was presented at the library, mainly for kids. These are adults can come to. This Saturday is the 17th, yes. Frozen dinosaur eggs with the kids at 10 o'clock. Saturday, July 24th, 10 o'clock, paint with bubbles. Tuesday, July 27th at 4 p.m., another outdoor movie. It's going to be The Lion King. Saturday, July 31 at 10 a.m., it's The Hungry Fish story time. Tuesday, August 3, another outdoor movie. It's The Lion King 2. Going to be then. And August 15th to August 28th, the kids and adults can turn in their summer reading blogs for a prize night and so on. And all of this stuff, as I said, is on Facebook and it's on our website. Thank you.
So you're pretty much open now, the library?
Yeah. As far as I know, there are no big restrictions at all.
Okay.
If you're fully vaccinated, you don't need a mask.
Okay.
Otherwise, you should have a mask. But
right.
If you're fully vaccinated, you don't. And I believe there's no restrictions other than what we used to. You know, like if you go in and use the computer and people are waiting, it'd be there a half hour, an hour limit for that. But there's no limit because of COVID.
Okay.
We're pretty much back to normal.
Okay. Good. Good. Thank you, Art.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Dog control. Stacy?
Everything's good on my end, nothing new.
Okay, yeah. Fairly quiet month.
Yeah, I mean, not as quiet as last, but yeah.
Yeah.
We think we had touch base with Kelly this week about see some people have gone in and got their licenses.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than that.
Good. All right, like to hear that. Beautification?
We haven't got too much going on. You just noticed we've got a lot of flags. We've added a few flags. Instead of flower pots this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be meeting next Wednesday at 6 o'clock for a meeting. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Youth program, Tyson, everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. Baseball, softball, T-ball, all about.
Right in the middle of it?
Softball much. Start 2-3 league. So. Big soccer sign up. So.
Yeah. Things. Just around the corner, right?
Probably the biggest exhibition. So. Possibly 15 teams.
Really?
Wow.
That's good. Good. All right. Thanks. Town historian is not here. Fire department. Got a fire report from Chief Todd Gumlaw. They had 11 calls in the month of June. Five in the town, six mutual aids, four house fires, one motor vehicle accident, two grass brush fires, and one medical assist, two tree down, and one fire alarm. Again, it was submitted by Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. Anything else to add to that, Todd?
Yeah, I'd just like to remind people, September 5th this year, we will be doing our Labor Day fundraiser. We kind of scaled things back last year due to COVID. I ran our plans through the health department, and everything has been approved. Starting at 10 a.m., we're going to do the tractor pull out back. We're going to have the Busco Bandits play from noon to 4 p.m. We'll be selling raffle tickets throughout the day for the cash drawing, which anybody in the town, we sent out a mailer discussing this. There's 10 tickets in that mailer if you wish to purchase them for a chance at cash prizes. We will be doing a parade as well. This year, the parade will start over here across the road at Dragoons and go down Main Street, up to Trimax and Depot, over to Maple Street, and over down to the school. We're doing this to keep traffic from interfering with our drive-through chicken dinner that we're going to do this year. Price of dinner this year is $11. We had a business in town, Roddy's, Gary and Karina Cardian, made a very generous offer to purchase the first 100 chicken dinners to help us out. What we are going to do, we discussed it with them, we're going to deliver those to the elderly in town and the homebound. We figured that would be a really nice thing to do for them, kind of help them out. We appreciate them helping us out. I've received a donation of $100 from a citizen in the town. And we greatly appreciate that as well. Anything that'll help us raise funds. This is the one and only fundraiser that we do. That we purchase a lot of our equipment with. Yes, we have our Easter raffle, but the last few years has been rough. And that's Sunday, right? Yep, it'll be Sunday, September 5th. Save the date. Like I said, the parade will be going on at 11 o'clock. We moved that back an hour. We're still in the process of working. We're trying to find something for the youngsters to do. Because as of right now, we're just trying to keep it low key. But we'll see what we can come up with. And again, I just want to thank everybody for your support. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Tom. Mr. Assessor, you got anything?
Sir, everything is normal. Prices, houses are selling $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over assessed value. We just got one in, it's assessed at 168, sold for 230. The people that are selling, now is the time. So, for the people that are stuck in town, bad news. According to the state, all depends on what the state decides to do. I'm picking up an awful lot of new construction, which I hope will give us the 95% that we made last year. What was it, 88% we made?
Yep.
Yeah. Supervisor agreed, we don't need a raise in COVID, so we didn't raise. So this coming year, everything remains the same, all the exemptions are fulfilled and everything else. Next year, if we don't make that, then we lose some of the senior citizens. We lose a little bit of our exemptions.
That's it. Thank you, Larry. EMS, for the month of June, EMS calls was 60 in Champlain, 30 in Moores, 27 in Ross's Point. They got a total for the year so far is 653 calls for the Champlain EMS. I also got a couple other things. I got a list. I give them a list of when we got our new building up here in Morse Forks going, our EMS building. The Champlain EMS did a lot in there. They put a lot of stuff in there. They put a standby generator. They've done a lot of stuff. They put in over $29,000 since February 2019, when we opened that building up. So they're definitely helping us out. On the other end of that, the Supervisor Association, Clinton County Supervisor Association, they're in the process of doing a study for a countywide EMS program. A lot of the other towns don't have the luxury of we got. So a lot of the other supervisors want the county to get together and see if they can get an EMS program going, where it's going to be cheaper. Some of these towns are paying in excess of $500,000 for EMS service. Ours is $110,000. We pay for our EMS service, which I think is a good deal. But in order to get in on this program for the EMS, it's going to cost the town $2,500. So I guess I need to know the board if they're willing to get in on this study, or just say we're happy with what we got, but we leave it alone and keep our $2,500. They want to know by the end of the month, so they're going to move forward. If they don't get enough towns interested, Sheezy's already backed out. The Village of Dan Warner's already backed out. So that's the only two I know of so far. So
is it Champlain? Are they going to get involved in it? Is it Champlain?
I don't believe so. I'm assuming Champlain is probably going to back out from Ross's Point.
I think
we got a good service. I mean, we got 24/7 coverage. Right. We've got 8-hour coverage during the day here, right in our own town. So that's
up to the board. I don't think we could. Frankly, I wouldn't feel comfortable making a decision tonight anyway, given the fact we have two board members that are missing, you know, and not having their input as well. Yeah,
that's the only problem is they need nobody at the end of the month.
My input would be to not go with it, because I think we have a good deal.
Yeah, that's the thing. We aren't going to have another meeting until August, so they need to know by the end of the month. So.
Yes, I agree with Don.
No? Okay, I agree also. I think we should stay where we are. I mean, I think we got a decent thing going.
I mean, I'd say people until next month until we get a full board. But I mean,
I can tell them that. Our preliminary thing is no, but we didn't have a full board.
Correct, correct. And that's kind of where my feeling would be. I'd like to see their input, just to see what they have to say as well.
Okay. All right. All right, we're going to get Anthony from the code enforcement. Mr. Jason.
Our new fee schedule that we started in February, I think that's what we're generating. Last year at this time, we made $317 in permits, and so far, same amount of time this year, $2,400. So that's right, and don't get mad.
Okay. Have you touched base with the one on 22 there, going out of town, that house that burnt last year, a year ago?
No. The one right on the left for the winds?
Yeah. No. Yeah. See what's happening with that. I mean, it's been a year, so they have plenty of time to...
About 21 now.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jason. Cemeteries. Anything on cemeteries?
I can put some input.
Go ahead.
I went in and did a lot of walking through. There is a huge tree in the corner that is just rotted.
It's dead, yeah.
It's going to take out probably 10 to 15 stones if it comes down. I brought Kimmy up there with me and said, what can we do with that? He goes, well, I think, first of all, you can't go through the cemetery with anything big. It just shouldn't even have a riding lawnmower in there, honestly.
No, well, that's.
I mean, in the part where everything is so congested, right, is what I'm talking about, the front well.
Well,
it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, and the problem with that is they're really old. I mean, we already had a couple of them cave in. But it's so old that they didn't have faults when they put them in, they just put them in the ground, and they're starting to, give away.
The oldest lot is 1840.
Yeah, so you gotta be careful when you're in there.
So we're talking 224 years anyway.
Yeah.
Stones in there, lots of 1800s. So, anyway, he was checking it out, and there's a lot on the other side. I remembered it as Bowman's area, right? There's like a field that runs right along the back, and there's just brush in there. If maybe what he was thinking was if something we could get in through there and get that tree down.
Right.
But I believe you have to move the stones to make sure they didn't get damaged. Because there are quite a few good, nice stones in there.
I would recommend that we get somebody like Thorn Reinhardt in there.
Yeah.
Does that for a living.
Professional.
See if it could be taken off piece by piece. Like I say, you can't get equipment in there because, and then, you know, I really don't care about going across neighbor's lawn either because you never know where a septic is and you fall in it and then you gotta buy a septic, so. But yeah, I mean, we can get together, I guess, get a hold of Thorn and see if he's willing to come over and take a look at it anyways and see what he recommends.
And that's where that fencing thing, I heard we had new fence going to be going up there?
In the front.
In the front?
In the front.
None in the back?
Nope.
No, really?
No.
Okay. So I was thinking, if you put that fence up and you still got that tree problem, you got a problem.
Yep.
Big pile of debris in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it came from, nobody does.
Really?
It's a huge pile of brush.
Oh, really?
And it's over the top of stones, graves, and it's been there since Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there, and there's a huge, oversized garbage bag of something. It looks like things you pack things with.
Oh yeah, must have blew in there.
Peanuts.
They're like little
peanuts.
No, they're not peanuts. No, they're little donuts, like filled with stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway. It's a whole big, huge garbage bag just sitting there on top of the graves. It's like, what the heck? Why would you do that? But you can't even see where all this brush came from. It doesn't look like it came from the cemetery. It's just piled back there over the top of these stones.
It's been a little while since I've been back there, but isn't there a kind of a drop off at the end of there?
Well, the fence is still back there.
Right. Well, we could take
this
that down.
The fence in the cemetery.
Right.
But yeah, there is a big drop off. It goes down the river.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
The place for it.
Almost 300 pictures if you want to take a look at what.
Yeah, no, I've been back there. But, yeah, right. I've been back there. But, yeah.
And I went through and counted every stone in that cemetery. And there are more stones than were counted in 1977, which kind of makes sense because there has been. There actually was a burial in 2000, so that's 20 years ago.
Right.
It seems like it was yesterday, but it's still 20 years ago. And I counted, not me, just me. My brother and my granddaughter helped me. They thought it was quite interesting. We used ropes to mark things off because it's so congested, it's hard to keep track of where you're counting.
Yeah.
At one point, my granddaughter's like, Grandma, can I stop playing jump rope with these stones? Well, 3 hours of counting them, and we came up with 836 stones, when in 1977, there were 740 or something like that. So I don't know how all of that happened, but
neither.
There's like 25 completely missing.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell they're gone from their pedestals, but I mean, those are all like, the biggest problem is that big tree and all that debris back there.
Would you be willing to start like a volunteer group to go in there?
Oh, I'd love to. That's exactly.
Get rid of that stuff. I mean, if it's close to the fence, we'll throw it over the fence down the hill. It'll just end up rotting.
It's true.
In the woods.
Then you don't have to drag it through the cemetery.
Right.
And
you wouldn't have to drive in the cemetery and drag it all the way out.
All I was thinking is that you get one of those little pull behind wagons and just keep blowing it and get it out of there. I mean, you can't really go in there with a tractor.
Right. Yeah, no, you can't.
Nothing like that.
So,
but yeah, I mean,
think
of that.
Yeah.
It's wood.
Right.
It's
right.
Hard.
Nope. So yeah, if you want to look into that, and I'll get ahold of Thorne and have him come look at it and see what we can do with it. And then we can meet some weekend there and get a bunch of people and clean it up.
Awesome.
Okay?
Great, thanks.
All right, so we'll bring it back next month and,
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
All right, thanks, Becky.
Drum up.
See what you can muster up. All right, thank you. Old business. Anything under old business? The only thing I've got under old business is the playground over here. We've been doing some checking. Kelly's been busy doing some checking. And she's got some information that she wants to read out.
Well, so I've been in contact with some of the people that work for Rouse's Point and have talked to Steve Peters, who helped. He has a business where he writes grants for funding for different municipal programs, and he's willing to help us find grants for a new playground system. He thinks he can help us with about $75,000 towards a play structure, possibly swings, and that would include the installation. Different, you know.
Yeah. Right. The problem is that we've got a slide over that's broken. That stuff is 20-some plus years old. You know, we're talking about getting a new slide for it. You're going to put money into an old system. If we're going to look at upgrading it, you know, let's do one. Let's do a nice one, so the kids will have a place to go and play. And so that's where we come up with the idea of running a grant and see if we can get some money to put a nice playground there, some swings and stuff for the kids.
So he basically, we talked last night and threw around some numbers, and if we were to apply, well, the one in Rouse's Point was $65,000 installed. The town puts in a little bit of work towards it. So if we did like $75,000, the town would be responsible for maybe $20,000, but that's in not necessarily cash, but work towards it. So the highway department, you know, could help dig up what's there, prep the area. We would account for any of the board members' time working on it, my time working on it, and that all helps towards the amount that the town would be responsible for putting in. Another thing that we could put in there is, I know there was talk about paving the parking lot over there. If that were part of the grant and the highway department did that work, that could, you know, if it costs the highway department $20,000, that would be our not contribution, sure, right there. Something that is already needed to be done. The grant does have to be in by the end of the month. So there's about 40 hours of work that Steve and his company and myself would get done between now and then. He charges $75 an hour, but it wouldn't be no more than $3,000. So that's part of his contract. Trying to think of what else we talked about. It is a competitive grant, so there's a 50-50 chance that if this year we weren't accepted for that, he doesn't see that there'd be an issue next year, and there wouldn't be any further cost to resubmit that grant next year. So once he's done, you know, that can be resubmitted.
One-time deal, yeah.
Yep.
So that's where we're at on that. Any questions?
He's out of town, so he wasn't able to be here tonight to discuss this, but he is available if we wanted, you know, if you guys wanted to speak with him, we can call him.
I like the idea. It's, you got to spend some money to get some money. But there again, I kind of feel we've got a couple of missing people. But you know, there is a lot of time sensitivity here.
Exactly. I mean, time still goes on. Account still got to go forward.
I
make a motion to move forward with the grant.
I mean, there's money in the budget to do it. There's 3,000 in the rec budget to do it, so.
Technically, that's the only way you're gonna be able to afford the upgrade is to apply for a grant.
Right. And do a nice upgrade, not do, you know, just something that's, you know, a couple thousand dollars. Let's do a nice one. Something that's gonna be there for a long time. Something that's gonna last.
If you don't try that, it's gonna be 4 or 5 years or more to save money to do it out of our own pockets.
Yeah. So. I'll make a motion that we move forward. We apply for the grant. A second? Done?
So I do have a resolution that'll have to be done tonight for that and a contract. And then we need half a dozen letters of support from various legislative branches. So he gave me a list and I can start working on
doing that.
On doing that. And I have some other paperwork that I'll get to him tomorrow.
All right.
Whereas the town of Moores is committed to maintaining the town's rec park infrastructure and creating a playground that is welcoming to residents and visitors, and whereas the town is focused on bringing an unsurpassed quality of life to all residents regardless of economic status, whereas the Moores Rec Park requires significant upgrades and revitalization to meet ADA and appropriate safety standards, whereas funds are available through the Environmental Protection Fund to support such activities, and whereas the town is aware of the match that is required by these funding sources and agrees to provide the funding and oversight to execute the grant according to the timeline outlined in the application. So just side note on that. So once he completes the grants, the town is still in charge of following the
guidelines.
The guidelines for your purchases and such. And then the town will be responsible for the work. Like, so he just does a grant work and then the town will finish making sure everything's
ready.
Whereas the town agrees to comply with the requirements of Article 15A of the New York State Executive Law and further agrees to maintain such records and take such actions necessary to demonstrate such compliance throughout the completion of the project, and be it further resolved, Elevate 518 LLC is hereby authorized and directed to apply for funds on behalf of the town, and if awarded, the town supervisor is authorized to accept funds for the application of the town of Moores Playground upgrades project. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Anything else on our old business? New business. We have Tara Powers here. She's a daughter of Brian Powers. I don't know if you all know him, but he was a school teacher here at Northeastern for a long time. He just passed away, so I will give it to Tara to let us know what she's looking to do.
Thanks so much for having me here. I guess the main thing I just wanted to share is that I'm here really on behalf of 50 years of students and athletes who came to me after my dad passed away. It was actually kind of frustrating for me in the moment because I wanted to keep him and all of my grief to myself. But it was very clear that he was a father figure to so many, and he did so many things to change the lives of young people when he was here. And he actually started at Moores Elementary before he was at Northeastern Clinton. So I'm really here on all of their behalf because I recognize that everyone here in the room experiences grief. So it's really more than that. We used to have the teams come out and practice on Lamberton Road by the house, and we do sprints up and down the bridge. And I reached out to the county, and you know, Mr. Zerlo, Mr. McManus helped me out to see if I might put a little plaque on the bridge there. The county would rather a little sign or something, just a little small memorial instead of putting something on the bridge. So they recommended that I come here tonight. So that's my request. I don't know how these things work, so I don't know if it's something that I can get paid for. I just assume the town not have to spend any money on it, but I don't know, you know, how that works, but I just want to put that out there. We're also starting the Mr. P Fund for North Country families. It's an emergency fund that families will be able to apply to throughout the year if, say, there's a fire or a medical emergency. We all see these things on Facebook, you know, when people are in desperate need of you know, $500 or $1,000 or a couple of $1,000 that can make all the difference, and that was what he was about. So regardless of, you know, how you all feel about moving forward with something by the bridge there, we're going to be creating this not-for-profit, and I'd love to keep you all posted on it. And,
that would be great.
That's really it. Thank you so much.
Tara had called me and asked me what my feelings were about it, and I said that I don't believe the town has any issues with it, but you need to contact the county, because the county takes care of the bridges in the county. I mean, the town has nothing to do with the bridges. They maintain them and they build them and everything, so that's why she contacted the county. So, you know, that base is covered, but as far as I'm concerned, I have no problem with it. You're talking about putting a post up with a sign on it in front of the bridge, not on the bridge.
From what I understand, there are very specific kind of restrictions, and the gentleman at the county offered to work with the town to make sure that everything was compliant. And, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so what are you guys feeling?
If we can get in touch with this gentleman at the county and coordinate to do something simple like that, and see where it's a problem.
Yeah. I don't know, we'll probably put it in the motion, or?
I'd make a motion to move forward.
Okay. Don, make a motion to
work in concert with the county to get a plaque or something put up.
Okay, and then Brian's name? Okay. All right. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Urban?
Aye.
Right, okay. All right, Carrie. All right. Anything else under new business? Okay, I guess it's public comment period.
I don't know how much Jason knows. I live on Blair Road. There's several of us here tonight. Now, supposedly there's a halfway house going in. There's a lot of information I don't have. I know Mr. Thornton has quite a bit that he's looked into it. So he can probably give us more insight.
I believe so. So it's First Step is the name of the company. They're out of Vermont. He has several places in Plattsburgh as well. Still trying to find out about how it's organized and the legality of all that. Looks like he may be skirting through some things. But there's a gentleman that's living there now that is not a very good person. He has had several offenses, and basically, it appears to be that they're going to be bringing more people into this house once it is actually rebuilt. And they're going to be staying next to our children. As a kid, you know, half of our road's here tonight. Basically, we're asking for help, seeing what we can do. We've been in contact with Jay, several of us have. And we got to keep our kids safe.
I did have a conversation with Jason there earlier today. And I mean, I think you talked with the gentleman today or yesterday?
Thursday. And pretty much what he conveyed to me, not that I think maybe it was totally truthful or anything, but he said he was going to, pretty much in a nutshell, he said he was going to build a garage there at the place, tear down the old place, build a garage. And he had this friend of his staying there to keep an eye on his equipment. He's got a little track excavator and you know, some other stuff there. But, I mean,
the friend is one of his clients.
Yeah, and this guy.
Okay.
I believe he's on parole.
Okay, all right.
And when I asked him, because, I mean, Sam's been calling in other people from the Blair Road, so I asked him, the ex concern is that maybe he was a registered offender, and when I asked him about it, that was kind of a, it wasn't a, no, he's not. It was kind of a delayed sort of things, maybe.
Turning away?
Right, because he's the sponsor.
And he's from Vermont, so they are protective. Whereas here, you could just look him up on Mobile Patrol or another app.
Right.
You can't have that information.
Right. Right. So what's, I guess, and I don't know 100% of our zoning law, but if he's making an apartment building out of there, I mean, he's got to change his zoning, right?
Well, as far as, he'd have to go in front of the zoning board to get a permit to build something like that. He can't just build it or call it a garage and then do something else.
But how many people can he put in there before he has to do any renovating to?
It depends on the occupancy of it, or what they register as, or if it's a single family, or if it's a...
A two-bedroom house, then?
Yeah.
You're limited to...
Talking to them, we know kind of what may or may not be going on there. Keep a close eye on it, so.
Okay.
But as far as right now...
So you got to watch him and...
The guy's staying in an RV, which the town, everyone says he's staying there for 120 days. That's it, so we kind of have them done. They started in early end of April. So we can kind of go from there.
He moved in the day after the property transfer, immediately started tearing his house apart. All the contents were burnt outside. Been in contact with DEC. Still waiting for a call back from them, but I mean, all the garbage, all the paint, God knows what was in the, if it was a, you know, lead-based or whatever, anything that was in that house was burnt right there. He's staying in the camper, and I have line of sight there. There's no sewer hook up. I don't see anything, basically. So if he is using the facilities in the camper, he's dumping it somewhere on the property. There's 8 acres of wetland right there, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he could be dumping it in that.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
yep.
It's a very complex issue.
Yeah, it is.
But he had the property owner also, I had asked him about that, the camper and sewer stuff, and he assured me that the septic was there and the camper was tapped into the plate to the septic system. But then Sam sent me a picture today of a little 3 gallon blue bucket underneath the camper.
He's dumping it in the bucket and dumping it somewhere else.
Okay, well, then I think you should call the health department and let them know. So that's the health, the septic system, the health department's department, so, yeah. Larry?
I've been down there, I've seen the house in there. It's completely gutted on the inside. I would love to go out with that to examine it. And the whole inside is gutted, and the guy was just sitting there drinking whatever and smoking. But I didn't see any water potty there, I saw nothing. So he told me that the owner wasn't there at the moment.
Right.
I'm sure he's the guy that's...
Okay, so, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Crystal?
Beside the zoning issue and all that, somebody needs to contact the DA's office and to see if there's legally anything you can do about that. You really have to call the DA's office, because they might have some good information.
He also said if anybody goes by and sees a little party out there, but this guy's not supposed to be drinking.
Well, that's another thing too. If he's out there burning stuff, New York State legally you cannot burn any building material whatsoever. Any material that's been painted, any material that's been treated, garbage. The only thing that you can burn is
wood.
A branch off a tree. That's it. You can't even burn grass or leaves. Grass or leaves in New York State, so it's an offense to them.
Yes.
I mean, if that's the case, if he torches one off again, call 911, we'll go down and extinguish it. I'll call in a DEC for law enforcement. That's something that we've had a lot of those this year. A lot of those calls for burning pressure treated lumber and smoke, and you know, people have no consideration for the neighbors.
No. Okay. So yeah, we need to keep a real close eye on them and monitor what's going on there.
Is there any zoning on rehab houses and halfway houses in the town? Are they allowed?
That's something for the zoning to do.
And she hasn't in the town, because I think today she hasn't specifically says anything.
Right,
about
right. But it's still up to the zoning to grant them a variance to put it in there or not.
Well, it would be more of a commercial site.
Right, right, they would have to get a variance.
The problem is, though, with a lot of the things that he's doing, he's not forthcoming, so he's not going to tell us it's a halfway house. He's just going to move these people in. And he's done that in two places in Plattsburgh. Supposedly, I heard someone heard one that was told the halfway house or something was shut down. That I hadn't found yet. But he's got at least two different places in Plattsburgh that he's already doing this at.
So well, he told me he had three in Burlington and Serenity. Is that what it's called, Serenity House or whatever?
The first step.
First step. Three in Burlington, he said they all got shut down because of COVID. So usually places like
on that. On his Facebook page, you said they stayed open through COVID.
Really?
Well, but he's not doing anything by the book, so he's not going to be forthcoming about anything.
Do you have addresses of the ones in Plattsburgh?
Yeah.
Give them to Jason. Check with the code enforcement officer down there.
Jason, has he applied for any permits for anything?
Just a demolition permit.
Yeah, Thursday.
I made it yet.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah. After it was done.
So then when he starts...
Just to get him in the office to talk to him.
Right. Well, when he starts remodeling, then he's got to get a building permit, right? Okay. All right. But yeah, I would check on the Plattsburgh location and see what they have to say down there. Mm-hmm.
There's something in the zoning about. But I think it's been a while.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're definitely going to be on top of it, one way or the other. Okay. Anything else?
Do we have monthly zoning board meetings, or are they just all meetings?
Call when they're needed.
So is this something that we can call it for to get clarification for this so that we can get ahead of it before the problem?
We'll have to get a hold of the zoning board chairman and see,
That way we have clarification before it's a problem, because obviously he started the demolition before he had a permit, so if we can have rules in place before then that might be proactive.
They do have a meeting scheduled, Jason. There's what is it?
Yeah, the next zoning board meeting is August 17th. Third Tuesday of August.
3rd of August.
Yeah. 7 p.m.
Yep.
Well, Jason, you don't have to give a permit
for
for these people, if there's a problem, they're not forthcoming with information, you don't have to give a permit.
Correct. And even if I give them one, then I find out after that they're lying or something, I can take it away.
And shut them down.
Yeah, so you don't have to give them a permit. That's all I want to make clear is we don't have to give them a permit. We don't have to be nice.
Right.
Exactly.
Especially with that situation, if they're, you know, he plans on moving that type of people in the area.
They're all going to have to follow. That's what we need to go by some
reason.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody got anything else?
Yeah, Jeff, did you get the pictures from Bruce with the issue down here to the dam?
No.
He's been down there trying to keep it clean. You know, that was a great thing in the beginning, you know, putting the tables down there and everything else. He called me last week and asked me to go down to the pump house. There's people throwing trash all over the place down there. They're doing stuff down there that it looks illegal. I mean, there's one spot down there where it looks like they were cooking meth or whatever towards the tree line. They had a little fire going and everything else. There's all kinds of... precursors, I guess you'd say, that were on the ground, you know, batteries that were cut apart and everything else. You know, it's getting out of hand.
He's pretty much going to take everything out.
Yeah.
Taking the tables and all that out.
Okay.
I was down there cutting some wood one day, cutting some branches out of the way that were intruding on the power line down there. They went to the pump house. There was a car full of teenage kids pulled in. Dial walked up. They went underneath the guardrail and underneath the bridge. On a rock ledge there to do their thing. They thought they were being smart, but smelled like a skunk and got run over. So, you know, their kids are kids, but yeah, we discussed it over here. It's like, you know, the best thing to do, put a gate up.
Yeah, well, that's it. We'll take the tables out, and if it continues, we'll put a gate on it.
They're ruining it for everybody that does enjoy going down there and fishing, sitting by the water, you know. It's just...
Okay,
yeah. Can we just do a camera?
Yeah.
Instead of closing it off, I go down there with my bus and turn around.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It'd be hard for you guys to do that and turn around. I mean, I go down there steady. I'm down there all the time. You know, I foiled a few transactions there, you know, walking up on people. I mean, it's probably a stupid thing to do, but...
Maybe just like a cheap camera, just to kind of make it look like, hey, we're on camera, doesn't have to be anything expensive.
Yeah, we got power in the building there, we could, without getting the camera.
I've spoken with law enforcement, all branches, and asked them if you're in town, stick it right down there and check things out.
You'll have to hide it, because I guarantee you they're gonna break it off.
Yeah.
You'll have to hide it there somewhere.
Well, it's, yeah, why don't we do that first, why don't I try, do you have any answer? Why don't we try putting a dummy camera up there first?
No, I would put a real one.
I'd put a real one, I'm just saying.
So if somebody's doing something illegal, put their ass in jail. Sorry, I don't mean to get all...
You know how to swat a gun. You're gonna slap your hand, no.
Yeah, we can put it up on a pole or something, put a pole up on top of the building.
Okay.
Maybe they can't get to it. You know, it's sad, especially when the neighbor next door comes over and he's like, hey, my kids come down here to play, and 2 months ago I found, you know, I saw them. I went down and I ended up calling State Troop Reserve's hypodermic needles down there. It's like, listen, man, we can't have that.
No, okay.
Maybe do a real one, but then take one of Tyson's dummy ones, kind of like just...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Make it look like there's more down there than what there really is.
I ordered a couple signs off of Amazon that say video surveillance and whatnot, so that'll give them a heads up.
Don't warn them. I'm cut and dry, I don't care. I worked with the news office for 10 years.
We'll put real ones up.
Okay, all right, yeah, let's do that. Let's get a camera up and see what's going on, and we'll go from there.
Can we look at maybe doing the same thing at the park, in Park Lane, and maybe the park in Moore's Sports, where get a camera, just like to see both of those places?
Yeah, we'll...
I've heard complaints, not about Moore's Sports, but about the park, that there's all the loitering there. Yeah, the park closes at 8, but...
Right. Okay, we can think about it, definitely. But we'll see what happens with this one. If they become ripped off, then, you know, we're kind of wasting our money.
Like I said, down there, I'm sure we can get it up on the roof. Get it up on the roof.
Yeah.
No, they're kids, so don't put anything past them.
That's the thing.
Don't put anything past them. Okay, anything else? No? How's the Garen Road coming? We're just waiting on,
me?
No, yeah, you.
Both.
We're waiting on, Tim, right?
That's going back to, it went back to court. Now the girl's handling it. And she had a court date on July 1st, I think it was first, it was a Thursday. And like 2 hours before court, she called up and canceled. Said she couldn't make it. So I guess they didn't have it, but the girl's not happy about that. But she's not doing anything.
No.
We've got everything ready to go, and then the big knot, or wrench in the works, was kind of the sheriff's department. The bid we got, the guy could only do it on Saturdays, and the sheriff's department kind of didn't want to do it on Saturdays because they didn't want to commit to a weekend because they have a lot of busy other stuff going on, and they didn't know how much they'd have to charge. And we kind of went on about how one man's junk is another man's treasure. We can't kind of, so that's when we decided to bring her back to court. And there's a maximum of $250 a day and or 15 days in jail. And she's not even really trying. She's having more than enough chance.
Yeah, exactly.
But, so, I mean, yeah, instead of $25, I'm not charging the fine. That's in the judge's hand.
Well, then, let's... If it's on the guy that's cleaning it up, can't do it during the week, then get somebody else that can do it during the week.
Right.
She's going to pay the bill anyways.
But she even rented a U-Haul van, and apparently she's had it for like 2 months and been paying rent for 2 months on it, and she brought it to the dump once. And apparently emptied it out and then loaded a couple more things she thought was nice and dumped it and brought back to her house.
That U-Haul was down here at the Metzl building a few nights ago at 10:30 at night, and they were bringing stuff out of the store and throwing it in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Anything else? Okay. Need to go into executive session to talk about a employee. So, make a motion, we go into executive session. Second by Don.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the executive session. You can hang around if you want. Thank you very much for coming.
Okay.
8:11, out of the meeting.
Come out of the executive session.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, carried. Anything else about before the meeting? If not, I'll entertain a motion to close.
I'll give you that motion.
Okay. Done.
All in favor?
Aye. Carried. Thank you.